Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, mamas, and welcome to episode 15 of the Save the Sam podcast. I'm really excited for us to talk today. We're getting really, really real today in our series, The Real Struggles of a Sam. Today's topic is unsupported. And no matter who you are and where you come from, you have felt unsupported at any given moment of your life. However, as a stay-at-home mom, it's very often that we can feel that way, whether that be from a spouse or a family member or friends. Many times we feel misunderstood and unsupported by the people we love and maybe even our community. So today, as always, we're going to jump right in and we're going to hit on five parts of this topic. And then at the end of it, I'm going to give you five words to be full of in order for us to manage feeling unsupported. All right, friend, let's jump right in. So first up, we're going to talk about what other mamas are saying. I personally knew this was going to bring out a vast majority of situations where people were able to kind of vent a little about how they felt about feeling unsupported by the people they love or friends or whoever is in their life. So what I did was I reached out to several stay-at-home moms that I know and got some feedback from them. And I was not at all surprised by some, but I was surprised by others. So let's jump right in and listen to what other moms have to say about feeling unsupported. So I'm going to read you the text that I've received from those specific moms and just kind of fine tune your ear and listen if you've heard these words before. Okay, so one mom says that my husband's family is full of women who are working moms. One of them being a teacher sometimes will make her feel like they don't understand why I'm not working and why the kids are not in conventional schools. Even at times, they would quiz my kids to see what they were learning, constantly asking if they did school that day. Also, in general conversation, the men would subtly hint at how much easier it would be if we had two incomes being a family of six. Some people go through life wondering what their purpose is for certain seasons of life. The great thing about motherhood is that moms don't have to wonder about that because our number one ministry is to nurture and raise our children. I want to be the greatest influence in my children's life instead of culture. Yes, sister, I understand. I totally understand this. And we frequently, as stay-at-home moms and working moms, come up against scrutiny about how we mother. It's like, if you stay at home, you should be working. If you're working, you should be at home. It's like hardly any middle ground. And a lot of people just simply don't understand. So I totally get that. My next mom also had something to say about that and how it's really, really hard for her to feel supported in the area of caring for the home. And I'm sure you understand this. And I think almost every mom understand this, whether stay at home or not, because this is a subject that is, you know, it's very like gender specific sometimes when you talk to people about this. But she says, I'm not 100% a stay at home mom and I'm nonstop busy, but she says, house cleaning for the love of all that is holy. Sometimes I feel like the only one who does anything, and it's a chore and a fight to get my kids to do stuff, even if I promise to reward them. Even though I'm not a 100% stay-at-home mom, but I'm a nonstop busy mom, my house looks like a tornado hit it. I mean, who doesn't understand that one, right? Who does not understand that one, for criminy's sakes? And I also have some more. My other mom says, I'm actually struggling with this right now. Others are so driven by their wants and desires, they don't consider how their request is going to affect you. Wow, that's a good one. Her other comment about feeling unsupported is feeling of being unsupported even in ministry. You have life groups but aren't allowed to bring your children. So this is so wide spectrum, right? There's so many different areas where we feel unsupported, from home to extended family, to friendships. I have another mom that says she feels unsupported in her friendships sometimes because friends who would invite her to do things before she had kids or when she only had one or two no longer invite her to do things now that she has many. These are the things that are making us feel unsupported. And I totally get it. And I want you to know that you are not alone. Obviously, clearly you're not alone. But you also have to know that opinion and expectations do not make you. So there's so many different levels of feeling unsupported. And of course, stay-at-home moms and work-at-home moms are not the only ones who feel unsupported. However, in this genre of feeling that way, we have to really ask ourselves some serious questions. Why do we feel unsupported? Is it me or is it them? What kind of expectations do we have of others? What kind of expectations do they have of us that we're trying to meet and we don't need to be trying to meet? Are we overanalyzing their comments? Are we overanalyzing how they respond to us? Because a lot of times when we feel unsupported, the truth is that we have overanalyzed something and we expect them to understand where we're coming from. And the reality is, if you've never been a stay-at-home mom, you are not going to understand where a stay-at-home mom is coming from in her thinking and her responses. And because it's different, it's completely different. It's a 24-hour job. We can't expect someone else to understand what we do if they don't do what we do. So if you're being confronted by a bunch of working moms, they don't know what it means to stay at home and have no time to yourself. And, you know, if you're a work-at-home mom, I mean, that is like double duty. So we have to be very mindful of our expectations of people. And though we may feel unsupported, we could just be misunderstood and not unsupported just because people aren't giving us what we need. In particular, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not being supportive. It just means they don't understand what we need. So we have to really ask ourselves some serious questions. Why do we feel unsupported? Is it because a need isn't met, or is it because our expectations are not healthy, or is it because we're trying to meet an unhealthy expectation that someone has of us? So that being said, we need to really honestly evaluate ourselves, because sometimes feeling unsupported is just being insecure, and that is not a healthy place either. So we're going to move right along. And now that we've kind of evaluate why we don't feel supported and some moms who are obviously feeling the same way. And yes, we can legitimately feel unsupported and it be coming from a place of we are not being supported. What we do cannot rely on what others do in response to us. So now moving on to the next part of what we're talking about today. So now we know, yes, there are other mothers who feel like us, and why we feel this way. We need to offer a lot of grace, because like I said, there's just a very small group of people who understand how we feel. And usually most of them are us, you know, stay-at-home moms, work-at-home moms, and other moms, you know. And so we need to give people the same grace we expect. You know, it's much easier to complain about feeling like nobody gets me, blah, 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 than it is to offer grace and say, hey, there's people I don't get. I don't understand why you work. I don't understand why you have 7 jobs. I don't understand why, you know, there's so many different things that we don't understand. And we need to offer grace to others because they don't understand, because they are not looking through our eyes. And so we must offer grace, especially because we expect grace, right? So we need to offer that same grace. Also, don't invest too much of yourself in what others think or how they respond. If you are confident in being a stay-at-home mom, being a work-at-home mom, being a whatever kind of mom, be that. You don't need to, you know, measure up to someone else's standards. Be who you are. Have confidence in who you've chosen to be and what you've chosen to do, and walk on. Don't look around. You don't need to hold yourself to someone else's standard. Move along and forgive quickly, because if you are dealing with feeling unsupported, then you need to learn to forgive the people who are making you feel that way. And Matthew 6:14-15 expresses, you know, Jesus is saying, forgive others because your Father in heaven will not forgive you if you don't. So it is imperative that we forgive others for things that they do to us, because honestly, you know, people who make us feel this way
most of the time have no idea that they're making us feel this way. So, you know, they're completely oblivious that they're making us feel like trash, you know, about ourselves. So we have to just come quickly to forgive and quickly offer grace, because people aren't always going to get it. And that's okay. It's totally fine. People don't have to understand why you and your family have this as a purpose at this time. They don't need to understand that. What they need to do is respect that. They don't have to understand and they don't have to support you, but they do need to respect that. So if that's the language you need to use, use that. And with that in mind, open your mouth. People aren't going to be able to read your mind. If you're feeling unsupported, tell them, hey, if you don't have nothing positive to say or supportive to say, then just don't say it. I respect that you have an opinion, but your opinion can't run my thoughts. So I'm sorry. I need you to change your language when it comes to how me and my family has decided to operate. So, and people are okay with that. And if they're not, that's fine too, because my mantra lately has been, they'll be strong in the Lord. And if not, that's okay too, because life is going to go right along and you know it is. So let them know how you feel. Also, open your mouth to yourself. Write notes to yourself often to encourage what you know to be true in yourself, because if God has told you to do something, it doesn't matter what the rest of the world says. You need to encourage yourself in that truth and stand on His promises. You know, people around you also can't adjust if they don't know the truth. You know, if people only know one thing and they don't know how you're feeling and they don't know that they're off in their respect to you, then they can't change what they're doing. So you need to make it known to them. Hey, what you're doing is hurtful. Hey, what you're doing is causing an unrest in my home. Hey, how you're talking about what we do in our home is not working. We need to figure something out. And refuse to engage in fruitless confrontation. If people, you're trying to confront someone about how they're disrespectful towards you and your family, or how they're making you feel, or you feel like the language that they're using towards you is not honoring or unsupportive, and they want to, you know, be confrontational and it's just words in the wind, then you don't have to engage in that conversation. Everybody's not going to respect what you and your family have chosen to do. So don't expect that everybody's going to respect that. That's just human nature. And it's okay to just walk away and just be confident in what you know you should do and refuse to engage in fruitless conversation. So finally, when we have reached all these levels, we know, yes, we're not going to always be supported, and we know why we feel this way, and we offer lots of grace, and we have told, hey, we feel like this and we need you to change this. Now, do not be moved, because a lot of times if someone doesn't agree with what we are thinking or doing, it can totally throw us off kilter. You know, God has called you to homeschool your kids. And then someone comes along and say, aren't you worried about their social skills? I'm so tired of people asking that. Aren't you worried about their social skills? If you know that God has said, homeschool your kids, this is what I have for you, you better not get online and start asking questions about how to get your kid back in public school. You stand firm on what God told you to do and ignore the rest. You can gracefully and politely and respectfully decline people's comments and concerns. Okay. Stand on what God said, plant your feet in the truth, and you will not be shaken by opinion. So the problem with a lot of us is that we have yet to plant our feet on truth. And so every little comment will throw us off. Well, guess what? Every little comment can't have an effect on what you do and how your family functions. And that's not going to have a stable ground under your feet. Philippians 4:1 says, therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. Stand firm. Because Paul is saying this because when you don't stand firm, you're knocked and swayed to every little thing. And if you're not firm in what you know, then any little thing will change your mind. So stand firm. Don't be moved. Also, don't forgo what you know to be true for you and your family. If you have values in your family and you guys have set the stage, then don't let some other actor come on that stage trying to change the way it goes. Do not limit yourself to other people's opinions and have yourself all caught up in that. You have to remember what you've set for your own family. Don't allow your emotions to make your decisions either. You know, people are going to have something to say. Stop letting it make you mad and take you all. You know, we have to stand our ground. And that's how we keep our heads level and not allow our emotions to dictate every little thing that we do. It's okay that everybody doesn't agree with what you do, as long as you know that you're in obedience to God and that your family is operating in unity. I hope all of this helped today. I know it's kind of a high intense, you know, subject we're talking about, because we're not always going to feel supported, and we have to be okay with knowing that we're not always going to be supportive. But we have a God who supports us always when we walk in His will. So stand firm on that. Stand firm on His word. Stand firm on the calling that you have as a mother, and walk forward in that with confidence, my friend. Today's takeaway: 5 words to be full of: grace, transparency, honesty, love, and most importantly, gratitude. I'm so excited you joined me today, and I hope that this helped you in how you feel, because I know that this topic is hard and not everybody can be talked to about this. But let me encourage you to be honest and transparent with those who are around you who make you feel unsupported. Believe me, friend, they don't want to make you feel that way. Your loved ones don't want to make you feel that way. So just be honest with them and be unified in spirit and in truth. I love you, sister. I can't wait till we get together next week and continue in this series. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you have called us for a specific time as this. Lord, we know that we are not going to be supported by everyone that we love, and not even understood by those that we love, but we are always understood and supported by you, and your truth and your word would help us to stand firm in what we know is true. Lord, we ask that you would just give us the strength to continue on when things are unsteady, Lord, and that we would be solidified in your truth so that we are not knocked from left to right. We thank you so much that you are faithful and you are constantly firm in us and for us. We love you, God. We know that everything that you have for us is good and that your word is true. And we are standing on that today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, sisters, have an amazing day.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.